The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and I am absolutely honored and delighted to be your host, and we welcome our friends in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM, as well as my listeners in Columbus on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. We are simulcasting today. And I once again have the privilege of sitting in for my good friend Don Crow as he is away from the microphone for a few days. And it's always a privilege to sit in for the legend himself, Don Crow. And I honestly think my listeners in Ohio enjoy having more friends join us in Washington, D.C. Here is my telephone number, and it works anywhere in the continental United States, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And again, for those of you in Washington, D.C., that is not the number that you are accustomed to, but I assure you it will work. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I was all set to begin the hour with a story out of San Francisco, and it's a shock. There is a possibility, a slim, tiny, teeny, weeny little possibility that a little bit of common sense may have invaded San Francisco. It's amazing. And I'll get to that story in just a moment, I promise. But just as we were going on the air, I got a breaking news from Fox News. I get all of them in my email. I get breaking news from CNN and MSNBC and NBC, and I get breaking news from all of them. Well, this just popped up from Fox News. Headline: more than 500,000 people have died from COVID in the U.S. Now, there's a small problem with that. It's not true. Now, it's tragic, it's sad. And folks, before I say one other word, I want to make sure that we all understand what a tragedy this whole COVID thing is. And yes, people have died, people are dying, and more people will die from COVID. My wife and I have had several very close friends who have died either from or with. And that's my problem with this story. And it just reminds me, folks, please don't believe almost anything you hear or read from mainstream media, including sources that are considered to be conservative, like Fox. Now, here's why. Several months ago, the CDC, as well as some other reputable organizations, said up to, and that's important that we understand that, up to 80% of the people who die because of COVID die not from COVID, but with COVID. Now, what do I mean? The technical term is there are comorbidities. We know that COVID is much more risky for people who are diabetic. COVID is much more risky for the elderly, particularly when you get to 80 years old or older. In fact, depending on the state, here in the state of Ohio, it's about 80% of every person who has died with or from COVID was 80 years old or older. Obesity, age, cancer, there may be many other comorbidities. In other words, the cause of death may not be COVID-19. Now, I've used this silly illustration, and it really is silly, but it's true. The way most states are reporting COVID deaths, and Ohio is included, I'm not sure about the Washington, D.C. area, but the way many states, and by the way, they're doing this under the guidelines of the CDC, so they're getting government approval to do this. Here's my silly illustration. If a gang member gets involved in a gang war and is shot 17 times and lies on the street in his own blood and dies. If he is taken to a hospital and tests are performed and he had COVID in his body, on the death certificate, the cause of death would be COVID-19. The cause of death was 17 bullet holes. Okay? But because he had COVID, he would be considered a COVID death. And so I go back, up to 80% of the people reported dying and COVID is on their death certificate, up to 80% of them, COVID was not necessarily the cause of death, and they died with COVID. They did not die from COVID. So, bottom line, of the 500,000 people that Fox News is saying died from COVID, we really don't know how many died from COVID and those that died with it. Was it a part of the problem? Yes, of course. But it's very, very confusing. And for us lay folks, it's almost impossible to determine how many people have actually died from COVID and not with. And yet, and listen, headlines are important. Any headline that goes out from any major news source, including Fox, has to go through two or three editors. They look at these headlines very, very carefully. More than 500,000 people have died from COVID in the U.S. I do not question that 500,000 people have died. I do not question that that is unbelievably tragic. I do question the accuracy, and we may never know. All right, hey, I chased a rabbit. We'll come back. I'll take you to San Francisco when we return.
To today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Washington, D.C. as well. Is it possible that folks involved in public schools in San Francisco have been infected with common sense? Well, maybe, but probably not. What am I talking about? For several months now, San Francisco public schools have been talking about changing the names on a whole bunch of their schools, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, with offensive names like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. Oh, can you imagine anything more offensive than an American school to be named after George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? Yeah, a commission was established a few months ago to investigate dozens and dozens and dozens of schools in the San Francisco area. And the commission came back last week, and said, oh, it's bad. There are at least 41 schools that have offensive names, and they've got to be changed. Well, why do they need to be changed? Because somebody was offended. Okay. Who was offended? Well, we're not really sure, but boy, they were really offended. Okay. How many were really offended? Well, we're not sure, and not only were they offended, other people could be offended as well. Such goes the reasoning of the cancel culture and the loony left. So, the beginning of last week, it looked like this was going to be a done deal. It was going to cost millions of dollars because they were going to have to change the names on the buildings, all of the stationaries, the logos. They were going to have to change everything on the sports uniforms. It was going to cost millions of dollars, but they were going to get rid of those offensive names. And again, I'm not making this up about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, and a whole bunch of other of our founding fathers. So it came to the school board. The school board says, oh boy, thank you for your report. And yes, you're right. We've got to be inclusive. And we must unify. Have you noticed that the liberal left is always talking about, we've got to unify? Well, how are you going to unify us? Well, we're going to unify you by dividing. Yeah, if three people are offended and 97 people are not offended, well, we can't have those three people offended. So we're going to kowtow to the three and tick off the other 97. In order to be woke, politically correct, and most importantly, inclusive. Yeah. So last week it looked like it was a done deal. And then there's today. Here's the headline. San Francisco halts school renaming plan after backlash and admits mistakes. Yeah, here's the story. The San Francisco Board of Education is abandoning its plans to rename schools named after historical figures like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington until students and teachers are able to return to the classroom. Board Commissioner Gabriela Lopez said last night, Sunday night. She continued, I also acknowledge and take responsibility for mistakes made in the building renaming process. We need to slow down and provide more opportunities for community input. That cannot happen until after our schools are back in person. So San Francisco has all of their kids out of the classroom, virtual learning. Kids are failing like crazy. Depression is skyrocketing. Teachers' unions are threatening to picket. I mean, it is a mess. And so what are they doing? We need to change the name of 41 schools in our school district. Would you think this is a really good time and we got a pandemic going on and kids are failing and the school district is in terrible? Do you really think this is a good time to be changing the names on the buildings? Well, yeah, because we don't want to offend anyone. Well, evidently, even in uber liberal San Francisco, parents have had enough. The backlash was tremendous. Quote, San Francisco's education leaders faced backlash for focusing on renaming schools amid the coronavirus pandemic. Lopez's announcement came days after parents began circulating a petition to recall Lopez, Vice President Allison Collins, and Commissioner Fagua Moliga for politicizing education, the San Francisco Chronicle has reported. The organizer of the parents said, we're parents, not politicians, and intend to stay that way. We are determined to ensure San Francisco's public schools provide a quality education for every kid in this city. Their goal is 70,000 signatures in order to get rid of the superintendent of schools and who was it? The vice president and the commissioner of schools in San Francisco. You know what? I find that incredibly encouraging. The liberal left is their worst enemy. If allowed to go unchecked, which is what has happened in San Francisco for years, the liberal left has just gone crazy. They've gone completely unchecked. They finally become so loony. They become so leftist that even liberal Democrats finally speak up and say, really? Is this where we want to go? So the fact that parents in uber leftist San Francisco are finally saying, you know what? We've had enough. So maybe there is a virus called common sense. Well, actually, it's not common sense. These educators don't want to lose their job. Either way, maybe some of the loony left will be stopped in San Francisco.